in something, these meetings, any gathering in the name of truth, is to try to connect with that which everything sits in, comes from, is of. So all around the world, there's this whole culture of satsang. It isn't just an Eastern thing. It isn't just an Indian thing or a Chinese thing. Now there's a whole world culture. People in every country looking for what's deeper, what's beyond, what's true. We're all part of the culture of satsang. A world community of, made up of very tiny numbers, because most of the world isn't looking for what's true. Most of the world is looking for comfort or pleasure or gain. And there's no gain in satsang. You won't get rich from the truth. You won't have more money in the bank, although it's possible. It's not likely to come directly from your commitment to truth. Although there's plenty of folks who want to sell you manifestation ideas and techniques, how to get rich through spiritual power. Well, real spiritual power has nothing to do with this world. It has to do with developing the ability to see beyond this world. And very strange things happen along the way. They're not explainable. Now, the strangest thing certainly that's ever happened to me is sitting in this chair. And the second strangest thing that ever happened to me was sitting in that chair. And there's really no difference. In fact, in actuality, I'm sitting in that chair. And would be quite content to sit in that chair forever and never sit in this chair. That's why it's so strange, because not even for a second did I ever want to sit in this chair. There are people who want to sit in this chair. I can't imagine, but there are. I don't know if you understand me, but there really is no benefit to sitting in this chair. My personal experience, the benefit is sitting in that chair. So, I guess if you sit in that chair long enough, you're asked to sacrifice your butt and sit up here. Don't ask me how that happened, because I can't explain it to you. But everybody has a part to play. And somehow, somewhere, it came about that I'm supposed to play the part of the guy in the red chair. Now, by the time that happened, I was old enough and clear enough.